Hi, everybody. I'm Jim Donovan, alongside with Matt Florjancic from ClevelandBrowns.com and Browns senior editor Vic Carucci. We continue with our Browns 2012 position review. To the Browns secondary we go. The Browns with Joe Hayden, the Browns without Joe Hayden. The Browns with Joe Hayden, very good. The Browns without Joe Hayden, winless.
Yeah, Joe Hayden really proved to be the key cog in the secondary before he even actually played in a game. He had a good season opener, and then he was suspended for four games. And without him, the Browns struggled against the pass and found themselves relying on a lot of linebackers to drop in the coverage to help the DBs. With him back in the lineup, it was a completely different story. He was taking away guys that would otherwise have a big day if he wasn't on the field.
All right, on the other side, Sheldon Brown, his string of consecutive games played and starts ended at 175 right at the end of the year. But Vic, because people don't want to throw at Hayden, you know, Sheldon Brown gets a lot of business, and he knows how to play the game. Maybe he's leaning more on that now near the end of his career. True veteran.
I admire what he did as an 11th-year guy, 33 years old. Definitely gave this team everything it had, you know, in terms of what he could contribute. And I think as it goes forward, you'll have to see, because the Browns clearly have a need at that position. They've got to get younger there. They've got to add, because the secondary is all about speed and being physical as well. And you see some of the better secondaries in this league. You look at a team like Seattle. They've got big guys who are also fast and make plays. That physical, you know, running to the ball style of defense from a secondary is really the trend of this league. And I think the Browns, like a lot of other teams, want to enhance with those kinds of players.
All right, let's touch on an interesting player who ended up playing a lot because of Hayden being out and then Sheldon Brown missing some time. And a guy that was going to line up in the slot anyway at the start of the season, and that was Buster Skrine. We really saw the evolution of how a young cornerback comes into the league and has to really take his bumps and bruises and then come back and rise above it. And I thought we watched that more so than with Buster Skrine. People went after him, and they got him early. And then all of a sudden, it was a little bit less, and then he got more confident. My partner in the radio booth, Doug Deacon, said he never trusted his speed enough. And he really has great speed. He didn't trust his recovery speed. Once he started to do that, he played better.
Yeah, and for a player like Buster, who you hear the term challenges a lot, he's a guy who is aggressive, sometimes too aggressive for his own good, and that will cause officials to pull out the yellow flag. But I think Doug's point about his speed and the fact that he's got more of it than he truly probably wants to lean on is key. Recovery is all about what this position is.
All right, let's go. And Trevin Wade, interesting guy, played a lot at the end of the year and really, you know, started to really get on the field. And that's what you want to do with a player like that coming out of Arizona. Let's go into the back, though, okay? And T.J. Ward was having a great year. He lost the end part of the season to injury, but he started to really grow at that position. You got to have a guy like T.J. Ward. Everybody, they got to be the cop in the back of that secondary. What did you think about him?
I thought T.J. did a marvelous job of coming back off the injury that he suffered in Houston when he had a couple injuries last year that cost him the rest of the year. He suffered that foot injury, lost 8 games, but came back, was the same type of leader, same type of hitter, had that same type of attitude where he was going to come up and run support and he was going to try to light up a running back. But he was also did a good job to improve in pass coverage as well. And that's a guy that you want behind you. If you're a corner and you're covering a wide receiver one-on-one, you want T.J. Ward on your side of the field to help you out if you need to.
All right, now, here's my question to the two of you. Did the Browns find their other safety? Because at the beginning of the year, it was going to be Eric Hag. And then Osama Young came back after being injured. He took over the spot. And then they found another player in Tashaun Gibson, who really became like those young linebackers that we talked about in another position breakdown that really burst onto the scene. Did they find their other safety?
I think they have. I think Tashaun Gibson is a real find, one of the best finds of this team among the undrafted free agents. He is all around the football. He knows what he's doing when he's out there. Very coachable, very quick study. Physically, you know, brings the package of some strength as well as the athleticism to cover.
Well, when you look at it, a lot of the coaches had said that they expected him to make mistakes in practice when they brought him in here. They saw a lot of instincts on tape, but they didn't know if it was going to quite translate to the pro game. And they kept looking and looking, and they never found him making the same mistake twice in practice. And to be a rookie that comes in at that position and play that well, where people aren't talking about your mistakes, they're talking about the plays you're making, shows that this kid can really be a good player for the Browns in the long term.
All right, that's a look at the Browns secondary on our position reviews from the 2012 season. Make sure you come back and join us for more position reviews right here on ClevelandBrowns.com.